Fox collar. First, catch your fox with a gripping trap, one made all of iron, with enough clickets to hold her, but not to crush her leg. You will do well to bury it under an inch of snow. Put meat in and meat juices about the place. Many fur-bearing creatures make a go of it up here, but fox is best for what we want, with her speed, with her thick, thick white fur all over, and on her soles too, her roundy body all upholstered for the cold. She go far north, she do. She is bold and will take the trap. I heard how one grabbed seal meat from under the bonce of a midshipman, right there in his tent, a fool who guarded chow by making it his pillow. They was all blizzed in. He set off an icequake running after she with his blubber toes and his lost dreams of big heaps to eat. You got your collar. We brung eight. We'll use them all, good leather, fitted to an English fox back home for size. You got your engraving tools, so scribe careful thus. HBMS Enterprise WQ. You won't fit winter quarters in long. Latitude 71.35 north. Longitude 117.39 west. 20th December 1851. Grasp her by the scruff. Don't free her from the trap till the collar's on firm. Watch her run, maybe with a wobble in her gait from where the iron bit. But it won't bother her much as she goes off and off with her big eye and her empty guts. Maybe 100, maybe more miles on a hunt and a flyer with fur feet which make the snow and ice just a game for her, though it do murder us.